Over the weekend, reports came out that Snapchat was rebranding as Snap and rolling out connected camera-equipped sunglasses. TheVerge.com reports they'll sell for $130, have a 115-degree lens which closely follows a person's field of vision, record circular video, and record at the press of a button. Snap is doing a slow rollout, so don't expect to see them in the next few days or weeks. Samsung has already shipped 500,000 Galaxy Note 7s to the U.S. About half the phablets with explodable batteries have been replaced. Now 9to5Google.com reports some users are having problems with batteries that drain very quickly and are having trouble recharging them. Samsung is looking into it but says it's unrelated to the batteries. They just can't buy a break with the 7 and may end up rolling out the Note 8 a month or so early. Apple is working on sleep tracking and more advanced heart rate apps for the Apple Watch. According to 9to5Mac.com, the new heart rate app will be more advanced, measuring a person's fitness by observing the amount of time it takes for a heartbeat to fall from a peak to resting rate. Cupertino also is looking at other ways to expand HealthKit, making it more of a tool that improves diagnoses for doctors. None of that may come for a while, as added medical sensors will not only require new hardware, but probably also approval by the FDA. I'm Clark Reed.